Proclamation number 6277, dated the June 6th, 1955. Strokes of fate. The Father's love. My care pursues you with never-changing love, for I don't want your downfall but your happiness. I want your salvation from darkness and your admission into light. This is why I will not throw you into misery and hardship for any other motive than to aid your ascent, because you still languish in darkness and cannot muster the strength to ascend on your own. But my methods and their effectiveness are unknown to you, and you are easily inclined to believe that I am cruel. Yet believe in my love and believe that my action is only ever motivated by love, that with every event I only ever intend your beatitude. Only I know the outcome of such events, only I know which path you would have followed without my strokes of fate, and only I know when such a path will lead you astray. And what I then allow to happen to prevent it is only ever based on my love and will have beneficial results, even if this seems incomprehensible to you humans. Thus, the lost days before the end urgently require painful interventions on my part, and they will repeat themselves many a time. My hand will increasingly have to solve problems and there will be much suffering and mourning, but souls will also be rescued. People will be evidently directed to the one who holds everyone's fate in his hands, even though they will then only fear him, since they will be unable to love him. But they will acknowledge him, they will believe in a God and controller of heaven and earth. And this belief can show them the way forward if they are of good will. My love belongs to the smallest creature and I alone safeguard all life, so that one day it will enter the stage of free will and be able to fulfill its last task on earth. But how much more will I look after those who have already reached this stage, so that they do not regress and will not have walked their earthly path in vain. But I also recognize the obstacles on every person's earthly path. And I know whether a human being will rise above this hurdle or whether he is in danger of failing. And therefore I pursue him with my care and pull him back or continue to guide him onto another path. But I will never want his downfall. Besides, you should know that I am always a considerate father, and that my fatherly care is truly more valuable for the earthly human being than any person's care for his fellow human being. You should always hold on to this when you doubtfully question yourselves as to how I can allow children to become orphans, families to be deprived of their provider, the most precious possession to be taken away from people. I can give comfort to everyone, I can take all worries from them, and I am a father to all who are lonely and abandoned, yet they have to find their way to me. And this is what I intend, that they establish a relationship with me in utmost adversity. For of what use are words which confess faith in me if they are not turned into action, if people don't come to me when earthly suffering threatens to depress them? The living faith will be a true support for people, but a dead faith will awaken one doubt after another about God's love and omnipotence. And every human being is confronted by hours of intense hardship. Then they shall take their path to me and I will truly help them in their distress. I am the only one who can take but also give. And if you humans know this, then you should also believe that I can heal the wounds I have inflicted on you for the sake of your beatitude. Believe firmly and without doubt that not everything you regard as good and useful will always lead to beatitude. My ways are often different, but they will certainly lead to the goal. Always come to me in this belief, and you may then experience my love because you believe in me. Amen.